This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. That's a free app. Download it. You can take us on the go. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. You can also watch the Caps games. Joining us right now is their head coach, Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAOrtho.com. Before we dive into the game last night, Coach, I saw your costume for Halloween. It looked like heavy makeup. Tell the boys what you were and how long it took for you to get ready.
All right, good.
We had a Beetlejuice-themed staff get-together, so I was Beetlejuice himself. And took about an hour for all the makeup and everything.
Probably the most time you spent not doing anything hockey related in an hour, unless you had like an iPad and were breaking down film.
Is it your wife applying the makeup? Is it a professional? How did this work?
She gave me significant help.
Okay.
And then I sort of filled everything in. And our house, as I was saying to you guys last week, it was a full Halloween fun house with tons of Beetlejuice themed stuff going on. So it was a good time.
Very nice. Before the game started last night, Coach, could you sense a little more electricity in the building with the Rangers in? It's a nationally televised game. Lavie's back in town. Divisional matchup against the team that ended the cap season in the playoffs last year. Did you feel that in the building last night?
Definitely. And I think all the things that you just mentioned play into it. And then also the Rangers, as we know, like their fan base travels well. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, a couple thousand Ranger fans in the building and you can see it right away. And so it gets into this almost like a little bit of tension early on and trying to outdo each other, the fighter. Like there was just so much And they're sitting at the top of the conference, right? So it's a good opportunity for us. We lose down in Tampa, but come back home, play the top team in the conference on home ice, opportunity to, put on display what we believe that we're capable of doing as a team against one of the best teams in the league on home ice, on national television. So you could definitely feel it.
Coach, in the NFL, opposing coaches always talk, you know, midfield while their teams are warming up, NBA, college, they always do on the court. Do you talk to opposing coaches before games?
Not normally.
Right.
The odd time, if you run into them, I'll say hello and that, but not
really
normally. So yeah, it would be more like I'll see Lavie in the off season and that, and say hello and
right
at any type of coaches meetings that we have, or but not in season games. No.
So Coach Carbs, lots of positives obviously from last night's game, but let's start off with one of the few negatives, that Chychrun goes out with an injury early. The rest of the defensemen had to log heavy minutes last night. Are there any updates on his condition? He'd been a pivotal pickup for the Caps, paired up on that line with Carly.
Yeah, he's been fantastic early in the year. And with Matt Roy being out and now Chicky going down so early in the game too, like if it's halfway through, you can manage those minutes. But because it was so early, it really taxed our other five guys. And then Mac was in the box for over 6 minutes, 7 minutes there. So then you add a few more minutes here and there. So they, our decor battled through last night in tough circumstances. And we'll find out more today. I'm hoping that it's not going to be too long term. Matty Roy's also getting close to to getting back to game action. So hopefully we get some good news today and it's not too long.
So, Coach, you just touched on it there. The fans were treated to a heavyweight bout early in the game as Mack and Rempe dropped the gloves. The bad blood there dates back to a fight they had in the AHL back in the 22-23 season. Everybody remembers the questionable hits that Rempe doled out in the playoffs last season that injured both TVR and TJ Oshie. So not really a surprise that they decided to tangle last night, and it was pretty entertaining too.
Yeah, it was, and you could feel it, and probably that what was at stake, him being recalled. Rempe went down to the AHL, played a few games in the minors, and coming back up. So you kind of could feel, okay, he's probably looking to make a statement here and try to stay in the NHL and stay in the lineup. And Mack answered the bell, and I just thought it was, yeah, two absolute warriors going at it, and Mack gets the fans and the crowd fired up, his teammates right from the get-go, and I think that set the tone for our entire night.
On a side note there, does Willie love having Mack on the roster to take some of the fighting off of his plate? Now, Willie's not going to back down from a fight ever, but now he's got somebody else who's willing to go in there and just take on the other team's toughest guy, and we saw it last night.
For sure, and I think it's like a team toughness thing for our whole group, right? When Mack and Willie and Brandon Duhaime, like, these are tough customers, and they play the game physically on the edge, and so when you have that through your lineup, it just it makes everybody feel, and almost it brings out more physicality and edge with even skill guys and are getting in there, and Doubter and Manj and all these different guys through our lineup are playing right on that edge and playing with that physical style, which we need to be difficult on the opposition, and that's what we've tried to do early in the year.
Talking to Coach Spencer Carberry for the Washington Capitals, off to a 6-2 start. 6-2 has to feel pretty good. How surprised are you with this good start and the work in progress offense?
Yeah, did you sandbag us a little bit when you told us the offense is a work in progress?
He knew this team
was explosive. You just didn't want to tell us. You can be honest. You can fess up if you want.
No, it's been a real pleasant surprise how. Because, we implemented a lot of stuff, some new things, and you hope that you're going to hit the ground running and it'll look like a finished product right away. But obviously, like, as a coach, you're like, okay, this is probably going to take a little bit of time. And then you add personnel, a new mix of that. So, okay, that's going to take a little bit of time to create some chemistry. But for us, it's just, we've been able to hit the ground running, and it's been, and what I mean by that is it's right away. We scored a few early, guys are feeling good about their game. There's some confidence building through the first 8 games, and and it always helps when you do new things and you bring new things to guys. If you can score and have results early, it creates just more buy-in, right? Because now guys, okay, perfect. I believe in this. Okay, this is working. Let's stay on it and continue to build it.
I mean, you got to, you guys have to be having a great time, especially since you guys are scoring some goals. Now you play Montreal tomorrow. You got another home game, so you've had a really nice schedule to start the season. I was just looking at Montreal. They've allowed 41 goals, and that's third most in the league. Now, they have played a couple extra games. They've played 10 games, but talk to us about prepping for Montreal.
So here's the challenge now, right? Because everybody, we've had a, I would call it a difficult schedule from an opponent standpoint. Some really good hockey teams in our building on the road. New Jersey, Vegas, Dallas, in Tampa Bay, New York Rangers, okay? So now Montreal comes into our building, who I'm not sure exactly where they are in the standings, but
next to last in their division.
Okay, so different challenge. Right now, it's on us. This is probably the first game of the year where, okay, you may quote unquote think that, oh, this is going to be a little bit easier. This team isn't supposed to win the Stanley Cup. Okay, this is going to be a real good test for us. Can we continue to play to our standard and hold each other to it against whatever the opponent, whatever the night, whatever it looks like, and not let our foot off the gas and think that this is going to be a quote unquote easy night and we'll just be able to go 80% and find success, because as our guys should know, and hopefully it shows true tomorrow night, there's every team in this league is quality and can beat anybody on any given night.
Right. When you are playing a team, do you look at their last game or do you look at a few games? How do you guys prep for it?
We usually look at their last three. Okay. Gives us a pretty good idea of gotcha. What they're doing of late. That's kind of our general rule for it.
And, I mean, the Kraken just put up 8 on them.
I know, and they and at home. So
right.
Whenever that happens, you know you're going to have an angry, we call it like a angry Montreal Canadian tomorrow night in our building after the way that game goes. I'm sure they were not pleased with that.
Coach, when you get off to a hot start like this, can it kind of like set the tone for the entire season, or does it, or is it sort of like a regression to the mean more often than not?
No, it's really important, especially to give you a little bit of early season momentum.
Yeah.
And I think that's it helps to even build off that as opposed to just kind of, you know, you're whatever, meddling around at 500 and that. Uh-huh. I think this starts giving our guys confidence and some belief that we can be a dangerous team this year and play with some of the best teams in the league.
Hey, when you do your post-game locker room thing and the guys are standing around there and everybody's clapping it up for you and you're pumping guys up, do you even bother to jock Ovi at this point? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you got to show Ovi some love. He's got to at some point. Yeah. I mean, doing it at this age, especially at this level, it's incredible.
Oh, yeah. You can't tell me. I don't care how many years you played and how many accolades you've accomplished. Like when you do something positive in a team setting and you get recognized for that, even O gets a little smile and you got to point those things out. Cause I think it's important, especially if, you know, he's done something of significance. And I like to, even when it's not goals and it's other stuff, like whether it's Mac and a big scrap or our D-Corps battling through with 5 guys last night, like stuff like that goes a long way. And making sure that you recognize and point that out in front of the group, I think is important.
Joined by Caps head coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. So a 3-point night for Protus. He's got 7 points through 8 games now. Just 23, but a guy that's really developed since you guys took him back in 2019 in the third round. He got a contract extension earlier in the year. He had the almost goal of the season when he broke his stick on the penalty kill. He gets a shorthanded opportunity. Someone hands him a stick off the bench mid-stride, and he nearly put it past Igor. I mean, what a play, and what sort of good production you're getting from Protus early.
Did you guys see whose stick that was?
I didn't see.
That's your boy Stromer.
Stromer handed it to him. Very nice. Oh, what a heady play.
I know. And if you look, like I watched the replay this morning, like slow-mo'd it, like Stromer's leaning as far over as he can. He's almost touching mid-ice to get his stick out there, and it's different colored tape. So Pro said, I think last night I heard, I didn't hear it, but I heard after the game, he said if the stick was too short for him. If it was a little bit longer, he would have scored.
Nice. I'm stealing this nugget from @CapitalsPR on Twitter, and you have to love this as a head coach. The Caps allowed 19 shots against in the Rangers game. Second time they've held an opponent to under 20 shots this season. 6th time in 8 games they've limited the opposition to fewer than 30 shots, and that's without one of your top defensemen for like 90% of the game. So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we're playing well. We're playing at a high level right now, and it starts with that. Like that stat, I think is really, really important to our offensive success, to all the things that you know, we're talking about from a production and all that good stuff. But it starts with our structure and our play without the puck, and that has been a real positive early in this year. Is being able to limit what we give up. Make sure that we're doing the things without the puck. And that stuff is our gold standard. We don't deviate. Everybody's on the same page with what we do without the puck. And then it enables us to let our offensive game really blossom. And that's what happened. We've got way more puck possession. We're spending more time in the offensive zone. And I believe that starts with our checking and our play without the puck.
Coach, what did you say to the guys after going back a couple games? What did you say to the guys after the Tampa game?
Honestly, we had a meeting the next morning. And I just showed them a couple of things, like metrics things, analytics, that said we did a ton of great stuff in Tampa Bay and deserved a better outcome. Sometimes that's the nature of the beast, and that's the game, is you lose games that you play well, you outchance an opponent, goaltender or other side, special teams, whatever happens. It just so happened their goalie was fantastic. But our process was right there. Exactly what we want to do. And if we continue to do that, you're going to get 2 points most nights and you're going to accumulate wins. And so I thought we were good down in Tampa. We lose 3-0, did a ton of good things. Process was good. We just needed to do the one area that I pointed out was just a little bit better on their goaltender. There's ways that we can produce goals and make it more challenging for elite goalies. And I thought we did a really good job. We talked about some things because we knew we were going to get Shesterkin against New York, another one of the, call it top three, top five goalies in the NHL. So you got to make their life difficult. And I thought we implemented some of that stuff last night. They did a real good job with them, even though we created probably 35, 40 chances.
Coach, you have to love when the opposing coach says this about your team. This is LaViolette talking about the Caps last night. He said, quote, "Their first period had much more pop in it than ours did. Everywhere from face-off battles, defensive zone coverage, to their offensive zone play, we were chasing the game. Didn't get much better, to be honest with you, for the second and third. There were spurts, but not enough." So that speaks to how dominant you guys were against this team last night.
Yeah, we were really, really good. No, I mean, it's probably not going to look like that. Like the Rangers, I feel like that's not their best. Like the Labby would for sure say, like, they've got better than that. And they were saying it on the broadcast when I watched it back this morning. Like, so we'll take it. I mean, it was a big game in our building, and we're worried about what we're doing. But we also understand that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're just continuing to build and continuing to get better and better and better, and whoever the opponent is in front of us, we'll handle that and move on.
All right, we'll make sure that you guys play tomorrow, correct?
Yep.
Halloween?
Yeah, Montreal tomorrow.
All right, make sure you're in your Beetlejuice outfit on the bench.
The staff goes like, they actually were like, well, if we beat New York at home, will you wear the Beetlejuice in the post game?
That would be funny. That would be funny.
How long did it take you to take off all the
makeup? Yeah, wash your face and
45-minute shower.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of makeup. All right, well, good luck. Yeah. Good luck tomorrow. Let's get another. Get number 7. All right?
Okay, appreciate it, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Coach, buddy.
It's Coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced. Care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAOrtho.com. We got Ross Tucker to talk some NFL coming up at 8:40. But next, we hit the skins here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.